President Obama outlined today a new approach to America's military mission. It calls for a leaner, more mobile fighting force with fewer ground troops, but with investments in new technologies and a focus on Asia and the Pacific. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington about what this could mean for Alaska.
There are no numbers attached to the vision President Obama laid out Thursday. The actual budget won't come out until later this winter. That will give more insight into how Alaska's military bases and programs will fare. But the president did paint a picture of how America's global focus will shift away from Europe and towards Asia, which he calls a critical region. Security experts and congressional staffers say that has implications for Alaska, which sits at the top of the globe and is a gateway to the Pacific.
I think for Alaskans, there's a lot of significance in the new focus or the pivot to Asia.
Michael Breen is vice president of the progressive think tank, the Truman National Security Project.
Alaska, of course, is of tremendous strategic significance in the Pacific region, and that, as the president, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State have all said, and very rightly so, that's the focus of American national security going into the next few decades and probably the entire next century.
Breen says he's heartened to hear the president's plan doesn't call for a slash-and-burn approach. He says the strategy is driving the budget, not the other way around.
You shouldn't expect to see bases sort of hollowed out. It's also important to remember, though, that we're talking about cuts in relative terms and serious cuts, but we're still talking about, you know, a pretty robust amount of defense spending. I mean, current military spending exceeds, you know, the Reagan-era Cold War peak, I think, by something like 23%. It exceeds the Vietnam War peak by 33%. So we are spending a tremendous amount of money on defense, and rightly so, given our global responsibilities.
On the other side of the political aisle, James Carafano of the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, disagrees that the strategy is calling the shots.
The armed forces is a four-legged stool. The Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, and the Army, and basically what they're doing is they're sawing off two of the legs. They're going to take huge force structure cuts in the Army and the Marine Corps, and they're going to stand on the two legs that are left. So it's really just a statement that says, well, we're not just going to spread the cuts around between the four services, and most of the cuts are going to fall on the Army and the Marine Corps, and they're going to be mostly reductions in the number of people.
The president is calling for smaller conventional ground forces as the American presence scales down in Iraq and Afghanistan. He wants small teams of elite troops and special forces that can work with troops from other countries and technology like drones. However, the strategy laid out Thursday calls for having the ability to beef up quickly if conflicts make it necessary. While Carafano doesn't want to see troop numbers go down, he agrees that Alaska doesn't face a pinch.
Alaska's probably not going to feel the impact of this. You know, they say this strategy is a shift to the Pacific, which is really, really not true. What we're really doing is we're cutting everywhere else, and we're going to cut less in the Pacific.
Some congressional staffers say the new military strategy will give the Alaska delegation ammo to argue in favor of stationing troops, jets, and training at Alaska's bases. Carafano says they can make that case and fight for the growing importance of the Arctic, but in this budget climate, it may not amount to much.
I wouldn't expect, honestly, big plus-ups. There's a lot of talk about the Arctic and the importance of building infrastructure to support operations in the Arctic. I think that's kind of mostly talk. So things may not get way better, but I wouldn't expect them in terms of defense to get way worse.
The new Pentagon strategy also calls for cutting costs by reducing the bill for health care for the military. How that will affect service members and their families, including Alaskans, will likely be a fight in Congress in the coming months. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.